red Willow Springs Bears. It'll be Colby James wearing number 1, Brady James wearing number 3, Jace Rogers wearing the big number 0, number 2, Caden Lee, the freshman, and number 42, a junior, James Dean. For the Thayer Bobcats, looks like the same lineup we've been seeing for the last few weeks. Easton Pitts, the senior, out top. Devin Harrington, big man in the middle with Brandon Spencer. Cooper Clark and the sharpshooter Hollis Deckard. And Hollis going to have a good game tonight, these Thayer Bobcats. This is a very good shooting basketball team. And I mentioned in the pregame, the James boys, Colby and Brady, outstanding shooters. Of course, Thayer last played Willow Springs in the district semifinals a year ago. And Colby went off on the Bobcats that night. Bobcats got the win, moved on to the state tournament. But it was a challenge, and these Bears are a year older, a little bigger. And but so are the Thayer Bobcats. And we are just about ready to go. Our officials are on the scene. Three-man crew here, big crowd on hand at what will soon be Coach Matt Pitts' court here at Thayer High School. We'll talk about that more coming up at the half. Here we go, Devin Harrington to jump it up, and it's controlled by the Willow Springs Bears. Number 2, Caden Lee was there to bring it down. Gives it in the right side for Rogers. Three-point shot out of the corner. Good! Jace Rogers hits one from way downtown, down in the corner right in front of the Lady Bobcat cheerleaders. And Willow Springs jumps on top 3-0. Thayer gives high post to Harrington, to Deckard in the corner. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Harrington, back up and good. Devin Harrington puts the Thayer Bobcats on the board. Thayer already looks like they got more life in them than they did on Tuesday night over at Mountain Grove. And I know Coach Matt Pitts said they had a pretty easy week of practice trying to get their legs back out, get their leg back under them. Here James with the basketball. Colby James pulls up just inside the three-point line for 2. So Willow Springs Bears shooting 1,000 on the night there. 2 for 2 on the offensive end. Lead it 5-2. Thayer with the ball. Go to Brandon Prince on the right side wing. Looking inside. Nobody open. Looking at the cutter. Got it to Deckard in the corner. Hollis makes the move on the dribble. Gives to Prince and now Harrington. Harrington going to high post to Cooper Clark. Coop spins in the lane. Shoots off the window. No good. And the rebound taken by James Dean. And here come the Bears on the drive. Get it to Colby James for 3, and it's good. Colby James from downtown. I told you in the pregame, you better guard these guys on the perimeter because they can flat out shoot it. Bears up 8-2. Thayer with the ball working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Harrington down on the baseline. Harrington has that poked away from behind, and that's a foul. That'll be on number 2, Caden Lee. For the Willow Springs Bears, got him on the arm. They'll be the first on Lee. The freshman starting for Coach Dustin Forrest and the Willow Springs Bears. Thayer will inbound it down along the baseline. They lob it out to the high post for Cooper Clark. Inside now to Harrington, puts it on the floor one time. Fadeaway jumper, good! Devin Harrington with 2 more. Devin had 27, or was it, let's see, no, he had 21 in the ballgame on Tuesday night. Bobcats playing defense. Willow Springs does a shot up. No good. Rebound is volleyed around, controlled by Easton Pitts. Easton long pass up the court to Hollis Deckard. Takes it down in the corner. Looking for the outlet. Got it to the elbow for Cooper Clark. Coop follows Harrington through the lane. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. And controlled by James Dean for Willow Springs. So the Bears with a 4-point lead in the basketball. They get it to James out front. To Lee, to Brady James, shot is up, no good, and rebound control by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Coop gets it up the floor into Prince. Prince going down the baseline, into lane, ball poked away and picked up by James for Willow Springs. Colby James weaves his way up the court. Easton Pitts cuts him off. He elevates for the jumper, and he hit it again. Colby James is off to a 7-point first quarter. We've played only 2.5 minutes. 10-point lead, or 6-point lead, 10-4, Willow Springs, Thayer with the ball. Got it in the right corner. Here's Easton Pitts. Throws a 3 up. It's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds on the baseline. So Thayer opens up cold as ice shooting the ball while the Willow Springs Bears are hotter than a firecracker. See what gives as the game goes on. 5 minutes exactly to play first quarter. Willow Springs with the ball and a 6-point lead. Ball goes on the right side for Rogers. Rogers, who hit a 3 out of the corner to open the game, gives it up. And now over to Dean. His shot off the baseline, no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by the Willow Springs Bears again. Dean got it. Gives it off to Brady James. James trying to get inside. Ball poked away, loose in the backcourt, but James runs it down. Might have traveled, no call. James brings it the other way, pulls up, now feeds it right side. Rogers going in the lane, little floaters up and good. Or excuse me, that's Caden Lee, number two, Caden Lee with the bucket. It's an 8-point Willow Springs Bear lead. And there's a carry on Easton Pitts. Yep, in the open floor, Easton lost control of the ball. It got up on his shoulder, and he's called for the turnover. And Coach Matt Pitts wants a timeout right now. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. All Willow Springs, 12-4. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
4:25 to play in the first quarter. The Willow Springs Bears, I mentioned, hot as a firecracker coming out of the gate. They lead it 12-4 over the number three ranked Thayer Bobcats here in the key SCA matchup. Willow Springs with the ball here. James for another three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by the Bears. That shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Willow Springs. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good play there by Easton Pitts. Ball was going out of bounds, and he bounced it off of number two, Caden Lee, and the Thayer Bobcats control. Harrington fakes the three, gives out top to Deckard. Now back to Harrington, fakes the three, tries to find the baseline, gets cut off, and gives it back out to Easton Pitts. Easton running it from the left side of the circle. Now he'll take it straight away in front. Face left side to Harrington. Harrington looking inside, nobody open. Now to Deckard, tried to get over to Pitts, ball deflected, but Deckard gets it back. Now the skip pass down to Brandon Prince in the corner to Harrington. 14-footers, good. Devin Harrington. Harrington has scored all six for the Thayer Bobcats, and that's a big bucket right there. Keeps it close at 12-6. 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter. James with the ball. That is Colby James out top for Willow Springs. Feeds it out front to Brady James. James back to Colby. Long three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Brandon Prince with the rebound. Got it to Harrington. Harrington runs up the right sideline. Feeds it back to Pitts. Now to Prince. Prince into the free throw circle, down the right side of the lane, misses the shot, and a rebound taken by Colby James for Willow Springs. He races down the floor. His shot is blocked by Harrington with his armpit. Oh, now the officials are going to have to get together. They're going to give this ball to Willow Springs, but it was, well, Thayer thought it was off of Willow Springs. The officials get together and say, no. Coach Matt Pitts looked at the official that was right in front of him. He says, I didn't see it. Well, what were you looking at? Ball inbounded for the Willow Springs Bears. They get it out to James. James on the right side wing. That is Brady James. Out to Colby. And now round in the left corner for Lee. Lee feeds it back out front. By the way, Riley White has checked into the ball game in place of Cooper Clark for Thayer. Bobcats playing that 1-3-1 zone. Here's James to the elbow. Pulls up with a jumper. Rattles in and out. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Harrington, quick pass up the floor to Riley White. In the corner to Hollis Deckard. Deckard looking inside, nobody open. He'll kick it out to Harrington, around the horn to Pitts. Easton surveys the defense. He'll set the offense from the top. Is it to Prince? Prince around the top of the key to Harrington for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Prince down with the rebound. Into Harrington, he shoots, he's fouled. He'll go the line and shoot two. Couldn't get the shot to drop. He'll be fouled by number 42. That is James Dean, the big junior. James Dean. Number 42, a 6'4 junior. He actually looks a little bigger than that to me. He must have growed since they measured him. Devin Harrington going to the free throw line. Devin Bobcat senior. 6 points already in the game. Matter of fact, all six here in the first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. The first free throw is good for Dev. That cuts the lead back to five. And the first substitution of the night, number 13, checking in for Willow Springs. Young man played a lot in the JV game, Blaine Alterman. In fact, he led Willow Springs scoring in the JV game. Harrington, second free throw is up and good. He's got eight, and the Thayer Bobcats back to within four. After being down 12-4, Thayer on a 4-0 run. Cordell Washington has checked in for the Thayer Bobcats now. He's in place of Hollis Deckard. Willow Springs working around the perimeter. Got the ball out front for Lee. Lee gives it to James in the corner. Three-point shot. Misses that one badly, and a rebound taken by Harrington. flipped it out to Easton Pitts. The Thayer Bobcats with a chance to get back within two here with a bucket. Maybe make it a one-point game if somebody can hit one from downtown. Washington with it on the left side. Feeds out to Harrington. Now Prince. Prince down low to Washington. Glides back up to the elbow. Feeds it across the lane to Prince. Spins in the lane. Shoots and scores. Brandon Prince. Good aggressive move for Brandon Prince. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within two at 12-10. Minute 28 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats starting to find their rhythm here. Willow Springs with the ball way out front, just working it back and forth. Lee's got it now over to James. Long three is off the rim. No good, but the rebound by Altermat. And he'll swing around the left side to Brady James. James back out front to Lee. Now Altermat and in the right corner. Taking it to the free throw line is Rogers. Rogers gives out front. Rogers gets it back. Moves into the free throw circle. Gives it back out to James. Around to the other James. This is Colby, the junior, the older of the two. And he'll give it up to Lee. Willow working time off the clock here, trying to get somebody open for a shot. Thayer's kind of shifted into a 1 or a 2-3 zone now. Trying better to defend the perimeter. Here's the give to James. Traveled, no call. Rebound off the, or the pass off to Rogers. He tried to go cross court, deflected by Harrington, and picked up by Pitts. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to tie it with 30 seconds to go. Oh, and Easton Pitts gets bumped. Ball pops loose, picked up by Willow Springs. Here come the Bears. Way out front is Rogers. He'll give it up to Colby James. Willow Springs obviously going to hold it here with a final shot of the quarter with a two-point lead, 12-10. 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Good bunch of students. They're saying boring over on the far side. Willow Springs continues to pass around. Here's a long shot up and no good at the buzzer by Jace Rogers. And that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, Willow Springs 12, Thayer Bobcats 10. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And there, Bobcats on the short end of a 12-10 score at the end of one quarter against the Willow Springs Bears. We open the second quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Here's Brandon Prince looking to penetrate. Pulled up with a shot off the window. Too hard. No good. Rebound off the Altermat for the Willow Springs Bears. Bears race up the court. James over to Lee. And now to Brady James. He goes out on top. Gets the Altermat. Long three is good. Altermat with a three. Second made three-pointer, or third made three-pointer of the game for the Willow Springs Bears. Thayer Bobcats have made none. Here's Cordell Washington, penetrates into the lane for Thayer, kicks it back outside. Now to Riley White, off the pitch. Easton elevates for the jumper, off the front rim, no good. Altermat rebound, quick out to Jace Rogers. Gets it up into the front court and pulls up top of the key. He'll back it back out and start the offense from there. Bears, make no mistake about their offense, it's swinging around until we get an open guy at the three-point line, and we're going to shoot it. Here is Brady James. Flips it out for Caden Lee. Lee to Brody James, or Colby James, I'm sorry. Back out to Lee. Lee going right side now to Altermat. We played just over a minute. Neither team, well, Willow Springs scored a three-pointer, the only bucket of the second quarter so far. And they get it to James. Long three is an air ball rebounded by Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. There comes Thayer. Chance to draw a little closer here. They've trailed by as many as eight. It's a five-point lead now for Willow Springs. On the Thayer hardwood, Devin Harrington takes the ball out front, looking for an outlet, and going to have to hurry. Gets it out to Brandon Prince on the right side wing. Now feeds it to Washington. Washington goes to Riley White. Riley spins right in lane, hangs in the air, shoots. It wouldn't fall. Oh, that ball sat on the rim for seemed like forever and then fell off the side. I don't know how that's possible. And here's Willow Springs after the rebound with the ball in the half court set. Got to Altermat. Altermat out top. Long three ball is on the way, and it's good for number zero, Jace Rogers. His second three-pointer of the night, and it's back to an eight-point lead for the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats, a lot of work to do, and the shots aren't dropping tonight for Thayer. Harrington has eight of their 10, the only other two to Brandon Prince. Bobcats with it out front. Prince has got it top of the key. Gives it to Easton Pitts. Easton pulls up, free throw line jumper. No good, but he fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number three. That is Brady James. First team foul on the Bears here in the second quarter. James with one. Caden Lee's got one. James Dean with one. Thayer Bobcats have been called for zero fouls in this game so far. And Easton Pitts at the free throw line. First one's up and good, so maybe that'll break the ice for Easton. Substitutions for Thayer. Starters back in there. Cordell Washington and Riley White go to the sideline. And Cooper Clark and Hollis Decker check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Willow Springs with one sub on the floor right now. Altermat, second free throw for Pitts is good. So Easton's on the board with two. Thayer back to within six with 5.5 minutes to go first half. This game's going to be like this all night long. We knew it was going to be a good one coming in a huge SCA battle here. Willow Springs with the ball in a half-court set. Thayer still playing the 2-3 zone. They swing it around the horn, got it to Altermat on the left side, in the corner, and the ball goes off the hands of Jace Rogers and out of bounds. And there was a deflection by Cooper Clark. He blocked passes like that during the football season, earned him All-State honors, and he continues to get his big paws on basketballs here at the varsity level for Thayer. So Bobcats with the ball, down by six. Got it right side to Hollis Deckard, couldn't get a shot. Feeds the ball to the high post to Clark. Coop making a move down the lane, spins, fakes one way, now the other, forces it up, no good, but he's fouled. That's the senior work right there. Good footwork, good fake, got his man off his feet, and the foul's going to be on James Dean, the big 6'4 junior, and that will be his second of the game, second team foul on Willow Springs here in the second quarter. And Cooper Clark at the line, first free throw is a little bit short. Got word today that Cooper has officially made his decision on where he's going to go to college and play football. It'll be Baker University, winningest NAIA football school in the country. Second free throw for Clark is up and good. In fact, at one point they were ranked number 12 in the nation last season. So Coop going to a good situation to play football next year. Here come the Willow Springs Bears. Thayer back within five. Here's James, a little floater off the right side. It's good. Boy, he got the shooter's bounce there. And it's back to a seven-point lead for the Willow Springs Bears. Colby James is a good player and just a junior. Thayer working all around the perimeter now. Hollis Deckard out top to Pitts, and now Harrington on the left side wing. Harrington goes high post to Clark. Coop back out to Deckard. Couldn't find a shot. Gets into the lane with a basketball. Brings it back out to Prince. Prince pulls up free throw line with a jumper. That one rattles in and out. No good. And that's been Thayer's issue. And here's almost a steal by Clark in the backcourt. But Willow Springs will control it. Now Easton Pitts will steal it for Thayer and score the layup. Willow Springs racing the other way with a five-point lead in the ball. James hounded by Deckard. And Deckard's going to be called for a foul. That was a good defensive sequence there by Cooper Clark, and then Easton Pitts got the easy layup for two for the Thayer Bobcats. And that foul on Hollis Deckard will be his first of the game. First team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter. We got 3:49 to play. Bears with it out top with a five-point lead. Altermat will back it out. Swing it to the right side to James. That is Brady James. He'll bring around the left to Altermat for another three, and it's good again. Altermat hits another three. That's two for him off the bench. He's got 6 points and back to an eight-point lead for the Willow Bears. Thayer Bobcats with the ball now in the half court. Well, a lot of standing around for the Bobcats tonight. Not much movement away from the ball. Here's Pitts, long threes off the rim. Rebound comes out long. There's a race for it, and he goes out of bounds off the hands of Willow Springs. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And Heath Combs checking into the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. And Cooper Clark going to get a little rest again for Thayer. So Coach Pitts using eight different players already tonight, trying to find a combination to get some buckets. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer's only scored 15 points. Had 69 in the loss on Tuesday at Mountain Grove. Thayer just not getting the shots to fall tonight. Here Deckard fakes a three, penetrates into the lane, gives it out to Combs. Now Harrington to Pitts on the left side. Easton to the free throw line. Jumper is up, and it's good. Easton's starting to heat up a little bit. Those two free throws got him some confidence, and he's got six now in the game. Thayer back within six at 23-17. 2:45 to go. Colby James with the ball out near midcourt for Willow Springs. Gives it over to the other James, now in the corner. Bring it back out front to James and around on the right side. This time for Jace Rogers. Rogers to Lee. Down the left side to Altermat. Bobcats jump on him. He's hit two in a row from the 3 points territory. And Willow Springs continues just to wrap it around. Here's a long three by James, and it's good. You kidding me? A long three for James. That is his second three-pointer of the first half, and he's got 12 to lead all scorers in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down now by nine. Here's Easton Pitts going to the bucket. Going to get fouled by James on the drive. And Colby James will be called for his first of the night. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound down along the baseline with 2:02 to go in the first half. They're looking inbound. Got to hurry. And bring it out front now to Hollis Deckard, to Prince, and now Pitts. Thayer trying to mount a comeback, but every time they get back to within five, Willow hits a couple of threes. And that's been the situation here in the last minute or so. Thayer was within five a moment ago. Now they're down nine. And here's Hollis Deckard, penetrates in the lane, throws up a shot, count it, and a foul. A little yo-yo action for Hollis Deckard. And the foul's on number two. That is Caden Lee. Will be his second of the game. So James Dean and Caden Lee both with two fouls here in the first half for Willow Springs. Bucket is good, makes it a seven-point game. Deckard at the line, shooting the free throw. Trying to make it a six-point contest, and he misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Willow Springs, and here come the Bears. Colby James will walk it across the timeline, and the Bears will work a little clock here with a minute 35 to go in the first half, leading 26-19. And Coach Forrest, they started to touch the movement. He says, no. Wait. Got the ball back over to James on the right side, brings it out near midcourt. Brandon Prince comes out on him. Because when he crosses half court, he's in range. Now to Altermat. He'll swing it to the right side to Jace Rogers. Rogers, the senior, puts the ball on the floor and gives it up now to Lee. Lee to the top of the key. Back to James in the corner to Rogers. His three is no good. Rebound, Heath Combs for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to cut the lead back to five with a bucket. Easton Pitts, top of the key, looking at Harrington. He wasn't open, getting for a screen. Now shoots a three straight away. It's no good. And the rebound to Willow Springs. Thayer had nobody under the bucket. That was an ill-advised shot right there in that situation. 35 seconds to go in the half. Willow Springs with the ball. Looks like they'll hold for the final shot, as they should, with a seven-point lead. They just continue to weave out top, playing a little keep away. Back when I was in school, they called that Oklahoma. Somebody getting every corner and just swinging around. 15 seconds to go now. Rogers with the ball, gives it up out front to Colby James. That's the guy they want taking the shot here. He's looking to make a move, pulls up top of the key, feeds it back outside to Rogers for a deep three. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds with 2 seconds left in the first half. And Thayer will get a shot at it here. 2 seconds on the basketball court is a long time. Now the Bears are going to come with a little bit of full court pressure. Ball comes in to Easton Pitts. To midcourt, fires it. It won't count if it goes, and it doesn't. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 26-19. Willow Springs Bears lead the Thayer Bobcats here at the Thayer High School. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat halftime report, powered by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're back here at the Thayer High School's halftime of our game. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats got some work to do here tonight. They trail the Willow Springs Bears by 7 at the half, 26-19. That's right, the Thayer Bobcats, who averaged about 64 points a game, have only scored 19 in the first half. And, you know, credit a lot of that to the defense of the Willow Springs Bears. They've been really good tonight. But credit a lot of it to the fact the Bobcats just aren't hitting shots. They've had a number of shots point blank right under the basket and just couldn't get them to drop. And so the shooting woes in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats, big difference in this game. And for the Willow Springs Bears, they've been red hot. We'll go through the scoring for you in this moment. I want to say thanks to some of the Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Again, it's halftime. Thayer outscored 14-9 in the second quarter after being outscored 12-10 in the first. You add that all up, Thayer Bobcats trail 26-19. We'll take another timeout, back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Let Hirsch's and Thayer treat you and your special someone this year with deals offering 20% off Montana Silversmith jewelry, 30% off Carhartt shirts and outerwear, an additional 15% off all clearance products, and finally, buy one, get one half off men's, women, and children's shirts, including select brands like Rock and Roll, Panhandle, Ariat, and Wrangler. Sales last the 1st through the 15th, Thayer location only.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School where the Thayer Bobcats trail the Willow Spring Bears 26-19 at the half. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the visitors, the Willow Spring Bears. They're led by Colby James. He has 12 points in the first half. Two threes for Jace Rogers. He's got six. Two threes for Altermat. He's got six. And two for Caden Lee. For the Thayer Bobcats, 8 points for Devin Harrington to lead the way. Six for Easton Pitts, all of them in the second quarter. Two for Brandon Spencer and one for Cooper Clark. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball. This is the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Both teams making their way back out on the court and getting ready for the second half here. And don't go away, folks. It ought to be a dandy. By the way, neither team in serious foul trouble. Thayer Bobcats were only called for one foul in the entire first half of the game. That was Hollis Deckard. Of course, he just got one. For the Willow Springs Bears, two fouls apiece for Caden Lee, the freshman, and James Dean, their big kid in the middle. He's got two. Brady James with one. Colby James with one. And that's the fouling in the first half for the Willow Springs Bears. All right, we'll take another break. Let's see. Before we go to the break, let's again thank some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters. One, two. Boosters tonight include Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store of Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, and Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, your owner. We'll take another break. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Again, Thayer down by 7 at the half to the Willow Springs Bears. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back and just underway here in the second half. The Willow Spring Bears open the second half with the basketball. Both teams have gone back to their starting lineups. We'll catch up on that in just a moment. Bears working around the perimeter, got the ball to Rogers, then they threw it away. Excuse me, that was Caden Lee, number two, the freshman. Got it to the elbow and tried to get it down in the corner and threw it into the Bobcat bleachers on the far side. So Thayer Bobcats get the ball back, down by 7, 26-19. Chance to draw a little closer here. Ball goes to Harrington, see what adjustments Thayer made at the intermission. Ball goes on the right side, now inside. Harrington spins, shoots, and scores. He gets the ball down there, and Devin Harrington's going to score most of the time. 10 points for the Thayer Bobcat senior. And Thayer back to within 5. Willow Springs with the ball. Out top, they'll swing it to the right side for Rogers. Now back out top to James. James to Lee. Lee will bring it out and hand it right back to Colby James. James, the junior, works against his man. Oh, thought about a step back three, doesn't take it. Gives it to Brady James. And a little weave out front now for the Willow Spring Bears, trying to pop somebody open. Thayer's defense has gotten a bit more aggressive here in this second half. Here's a penetration in the middle, back outside, three-point shot, no good. Rebound off to the Thayer Bobcats. Quick pass up the floor to Cooper Clark to the basket. Oh, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Cooper Clark going hard to the basket, and he's called for an offensive foul, and Coop is still down on the court. Now he gets up. Looks like he may have come down awkward on an ankle. He's going to come off the floor. And Riley White will check in for Thayer. So wave off the basket for the Bobcats. Cooper Clark. Call for the offensive play. I didn't see who it was defensively with the young man. That takes some nerve to stand in Cooper Clark's way when he's coming at you. And you don't have any pads on. That's a good defensive play. So here come Willow Springs with a 5-point lead in the ball, 26-21. 6:27 to go, just underway in the third quarter. Colby James handles it out top. Long skip pass goes to the other James. And now inside for Dean. Dean back outside over to Colby James, driving the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He fired the three anyway. It's no good. Rebound Harrington. Harrington off on the run. Now pulls it up top of the key. Gives to Prince. Down to Deckard in the corner. Deckard out to Prince. Now Harrington right side to Pitts. Now Harrington cutting down the lane. Pull up jumper from 12 feet. Off the mark. No good. Rebound to James for Willow Springs. But the Bobcats shooting woes continue here in the second half. And Willow Springs with the ball. They haven't scored yet in this quarter. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's a shot up and good. Number 42. That is James Dean, the big junior, hits one from the free throw line. First 2 points of the second half for the Willow Springs Bears. And the lead is back to 7. Thayer swinging it around, looking inside at Harrington. He was open here to give the Pitts. Free throw line, pull up jumper. It's no good. Couldn't get the bounce. And rebound taken by Willow Springs. Bears have out rebounded the Bobcats in this game for the most part. Colby James with it out front. Moves off the screen to the top of the key. Pull up jumpers. Good for 3. Colby James now with 15. His third made 3-pointer of the night. 31-21. Biggest lead of the game for Willow Springs at 10. Thayer Bobcats trying to find some rhythm. Trying to find somebody can make a shot. Right now it's shots have been very few and far between. Here's a give inside to Harrington. The low post goes up with a shot. It's blocked. But he's fouled on the play. He'll go blind and shoot 2. Fouls on number 0, Jace Rogers. First foul on Rogers tonight. And Devin Harrington going to the free throw line trying to add to his 10-point total. He leads the Bobcats. Makes one free throw. He'll have exactly half of their points tonight. And the free throw is good. Well, Harrington with 11. Now Altermat checks back in for Willow Springs as Dean will go to the sideline. Second free throw for Harrington, no good. Prince down with the rebound. Spins to the lane, shoots and scores. Nice play. Brandon Prince with an offensive rebound and a putback. And just like that, Thayer Bobcats back to within 7 at 31-24. 3-point trip down the floor there. Thayer needs a couple more of those. They need a stop. Almost a steal by Pitts out top. James will shoot the 3. It's off the rim. Rebound. Riley White for Thayer. Quick outlet to Pitts. Pitts going in a bucket all the way to the rim. Count it. And a foul. Easton Pitts with a beautiful drive to the bucket. Used good body control to just get enough to the side. They drew the contact and get the shot up off the window. Just like that, Thayer back to within five. Foul, by the way, was on number three, Brady James. That'll be his second of the game. And the second team foul on the Bears here in the third quarter. The free throw is up and good for Easton Pitts. Easton now at 9 points for the Bobcats. He's starting to come alive. And Thayer back to within four. Willow Springs with the ball. 31-27 the score. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Bears handle it out top. And they get it to the freshman, Caden Lee. He'll give it off to Brady James. James work against Riley White. Bobcats have gone. Well, they're still in that zone, but they're really extending it out on the floor, trying to stop the three-point shooting of the Bears. And the Bears content just to work around the top of the key. Weave. James with it now to Altermat. He swings it on the left side to Colby James. He penetrates, shoots, no good. Rebound, Easton Pitts. Bobcats with a chance to get back to within two here. Pitts on the drive to the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Now pulls it back out to the wing. Hands it to Devin Harrington. Looking to drive to baseline. And Dr. Duncanstein serving up a jam sandwich to the Willow Springs Bears. And the Bears won a timeout after the dunk by Harrington. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within two with 3:26 to go in the third. We'll be back to the Thayer High School in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Let Hirsch's and Thayer treat you and your special someone this year with deals offering 20% off Montana Silversmith Jewelry, 30% off Carhartt shirts and outerwear, an additional 15% off all clearance products, and finally, buy one, get one half off men's, women, and children's shirts, including select brands like Rock and Roll, Panhandle, Ariat, and Wrangler. Sales last the 1st through the 15th, Thayer location only.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Well, it wasn't too long ago the Thayer Bobcats were down by 10. Matter of fact, they were down by 10, 31-21. And they've gone on an 8-0 run, including a monster, thunderous dunk by Devin Harrington. And just like that, Thayer back to within two as we're down into the final couple minutes of our third quarter. I want to say thanks to some more Bobcat boosters tonight, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering and Thayer. 417-280-7466 for Big D's. And American Family Insurance, agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats were down 26-19 at the half. They're back within two now at 31-29. Bobcats have scored 10 points in the quarter. Willow Springs has only scored five. Bears with the ball way out front. They are really coming out and guarding way out on the floor now out of that 2-3 zone. They get the ball back to Colby James, moves to the three-point line, gives it to Altermat in the corner. Back out front, around the horn, and on the left side now to Jace Rogers. Rogers will hold it, give it back out, and around the horn again to Colby James. Back to Rogers on the left. Thayer really extending that zone defense way out on the floor. They do not want to let the Bears shoot the deep ball. Here's the give back out front again. This is Brady James. Inside shot is up, blocked by Harrington. Controlled by Willow Springs. Three-point shot is good. Jace Rogers with his third three-pointer of the game. And just like that, Willow Springs back up five. Thayer with the ball. 2:29 to go in the third quarter, down five. Harrington in the corner to Deckard. Deckard looking for a shot. Now wraparound pass. Got it inside to Harrington. He gets fouled immediately. That'll be on number zero. That is Jace Rogers, his second of the game. So now all five starters for Willow Springs, with the exception of Colby James, has two fouls in the game. Thayer on the inbound will lob it inside to Harrington. Goes up with a shot. No, but he's fouled. That'll be on Altermat. And that'll be his first of the game. Brady Altermat, by the way, as I mentioned, had a really good game in the JV game, won by Thayer. Altermat, a junior. And Devin Harrington going to the free throw line to shoot two. Dev is 1-2-3-4 from the line tonight, and he hits another one. 14 to lead the Thayer Bobcats. Willow Springs led by Colby James with 15. Harrington could tie him here with a free throw, and it's up and it's good. Rattled it home. 15 for Harrington. Back to a three-point Willow Springs Bear lead. Thayer Bobcats now the 2-2-1 full-court press. Bears within the backcourt. Going to have to hurry Colby James. And, well, they just got it across in 10 seconds. They give it inside. Shot is up. And no good. Harrington with a rebound. Thayer with a chance. They get back to within one. Here's the give to Prince. Prince outside. Pitt shooting for the tie. It's no good. Long rebound. Poked out and picked up by Caden Lee. Lee to the bucket. Offensive foul. Great job by Hollis Decker to beat his man to the spot. Stood there, waited on him, and the foul is going to be number three on number two, Caden Lee, the freshman. So Thayer applies the full court pressure and gets the Bears to turn it over on the offensive foul. Hollis Deckard, Easton Pitts, Riley White, Devin Harrington, and Brandon Prince in the game for Thayer. Minute 45 to go in the game. Deckard steps it across the timeline, gives over to Pitts. Easton backs out, feeds it over on the right side to Deckard. Deckard not open for the shot. Gets tied up, now gets rid of it to Pitts. Double team. And he gives the ball to Harrington. Harrington in the lane, down the left side, and scores. Harrington with 17 now. He's got the game high. And the Thayer Bobcats are within one. 34-33. Willow Springs with the ball. Feeding the left corner. Here's the penetration. Beck outside, around to Altermat for the three. It's good. Brady Altermat's come off the bench and hit three threes for the Willow Springs Bears. Don't know how long he can play. I think he played all four quarters of the JV game, too. He may be out of time. Here the Bobcats lobbing the ball inside to Harrington. Up off the window and in. Willow Springs with no answer for Harrington in the middle. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within two with 48 seconds to play in the third. Willow Springs bringing it across the timeline. Got it over to the freshman. That is Lee. Lee hounded by the defense. Got rid of it to Brady James. James gives it up to Rogers, and now to Colby James with 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer's come all the way back to within two to being down 10 in the quarter. Barrett working around the perimeter. 20 seconds to go now. They're obviously going to hold for the final shot. Out front is Jace Rogers, defended by White. He'll give it now to Colby James, and White will switch and cover him. Colby's way out by midcourt, now makes the move, little crossover dribble, almost lost it. Now long cross-court pass, they got it down in the corner. That is Brady James in the lane, shot way off, no good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 37-35. Thayer Bobcats back to within two with a good third quarter. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is employee owned and operated.
And back at Thayer High School, Thayer Bobcats on a 14-6 run in the final 3 minutes of the third quarter to pull within two of the Willow Springs Bears here. The Bobcats open the quarter with the ball. They lob it inside to Harrington, bounces it over to Riley White. White elevates for the shot, and it's good. Riley White ties the game at 37 as we open the fourth quarter. Willow Springs is really having trouble finding shots right now. Thayer's extended that zone defense way out on the floor. Bears were just shooting over the top of it in the first half. And there's a 5 second. No, we got a timeout call. There's about to be a 5 seconds on Willow Springs, but they got a timeout. 37 all, Thayer and Willow Springs. Timeout on the court. We'll be back to Thayer in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Well, the new ball game was 7:32 to go. Thayer Bobcats have come from 10 down here in the second half and have tied the game at 37 all. Willow Springs really baffled by this Bobcat defense right now. They're not finding any shots. They only scored 11 points in that third quarter. Thayer scored 16, including a 14-6 ending. Here the Bears with the ball up the left side, feed it out top around the horn. Altermat's open, high arching three is good. Altermat has come off the bench and hit four threes for the Willow Springs Bears. And they're back up by three, 40-37. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, got it to Easton Pitts, wide open for a three, off the rim, no good. Harrington with a rebound, he goes back up and in. Devin Harrington makes it a one-point game with his 21st point of the night. 6:44 to go in the game. Colby James gives over to Caden Lee. Lee will hand it off to Rogers. Rogers way out on the floor. Rogers looking to penetrate, goes down to the baseline, looks up and sees Devin Harrington tower over him. He gives the ball up, and James Dean hits the shot. Dean was the second made shot of the second half. Both have come from the free throw line. Dean with four, and back out to a three-point lead for Willow Springs with just over 6 minutes to go in the game. Got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Bruin at the Thayer High School. Thayer working around the perimeter of the Willow Springs zone. Got over to Brandon Prince. Prince penetrates in lane. Little baby hook shot is good. Brandon Prince has come alive. His second bucket of the second half and makes it a one-point game. Brandon Prince now with six in the game. Here's Colby James. Long three-point shot for Willow Springs. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Brandon Prince out to Pitts. Pitts started to run the floor. Now he'll wait and wait for the rest of his teammates. Swings it right side to Deckard. Deckard on the wing. Got it to White. White's pass is deflected high in the air. Brandon Prince comes down with it for Thayer. Into the lane. He gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Beautiful move by Brandon Prince. Fouls on number 42, James Dean. That will be his third of the night. So the Willow Bears starting to get a little bit of foul trouble. Three for Caden Lee and three now for James Dean. And Brandon Prince going to the line for the two-shot foul. First one is good. So Brandon Spencer, 7 points on the night, five of those in the second half. We're tied at 42. Prince shooting for the lead here with 5.5 minutes to go. That one's up off the rim, no good. Rebound, Harrington kicks it back out to Pitts. Thayer with the ball, tied at 42. 5:25 to go. Bobcats handle out front with Easton Pitts. Coach Pitts shouting the offensive play. Got it to the high post to have it. Devin Harrington into the lane. Shot in and out. No good. And a rebound control by Willow Springs. Colby James gets tied up in the corner and tries to bounce it off of Bobcat, and he missed, and it goes out of bounds. Colby James, the only option he had was to try and bounce it off of Bobcat out of bounds, and he missed. And the Thayer Bobcats get the ball back. Again, tied at 42. We're down to 5 minutes remaining in the game. Thayer will handle it out front, get a little rest in here. Well, they can afford to run some clock. Got over to Deckard. Now they go inside Riley White. Riley going up with a shot, has it deflected. Pitts picks it up off the floor and scores. Easton Pitts with a look what I found, puts it up and in, and the Thayer Bobcats have their first lead of the game. 44-42. Willow Springs with the ball out front. Bears will just hold it out there. Caden Lee with it. He'll swing it over to Altermat. Altermat. Now to Rogers. Rogers goes down to the baseline. Elevates for the jumper. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Riley White for Thayer. Off to Easton Pitts. Bobcats running the floor. Pitts all the way into the lane. Slips. Fell down. And that's a travel on Easton Pitts. Yep. Tried to stop. Was going to bounce that thing back outside to Hollis Deckard, who was going to be wide open for a three. And Easton, when he tried to make the jump stop, slipped and fell. And, of course, if you don't let go of the ball, that's a travel. So Thayer turns it over with 4:18 to go in the game, leading by two. See what the Willow Springs Bears do here since they don't have the lead. They've been having trouble finding baskets in this second half. Altermat with it for the Bears. Gives it on the right side to Caden Lee. Lee out near midcourt now. Little dribble drive and feeds it back out to Colby James. James with Hollis Deckard on him. Takes him to the top of the key. Nobody open. Still with it on the dribble out front. Looking for a screen, now gives it up to Rogers. Rogers is going to be We got a, oh, we're going to get a blocking foul. And Bobcat fans didn't like that call. It goes on Hollis Deckard. That'll be the second foul tonight on Hollis. And the second foul called in the game against the Thayer Bobcats. It was, and I thought it was a good call myself. Hollis was trying to get to the spot, but I thought he looked like he was just a little bit late getting there. Non-shooting foul. They're wiping a little perspiration up off the floor. Thayer will in, or excuse me, Willow Springs will inbound the ball with 3:45 to go, down by two. Bobcat defense has been really good this second half. And the Bears looking inbound. Down along the baseline. Going to have to hurry now. And they get it out front to Altermat. Altermat will give it up to Lee. The right side for Rogers. Rogers working against Prince. Prince makes him give it up. He'll give it over to Colby James. Bears being very patient here. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Colby James now with Pitts. Switches and comes out on him. Back out between the circles with it. Feeds it to the left side to Rogers. Rogers looking to penetrate. Oh, and the ball is deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Willow Springs. And the Bears now with a 5-on-4 opportunity. A steal by Harrington to Riley White. Easton Pitts going to the bucket. He scores the layup. And the Thayer Bobcats open a 4-point lead. A beautiful defensive play by Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. Willow Springs with the ball down by four. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Coach Forrest directing traffic from the sideline. Coach Pitts doing the same right in front of the Bobcat bench. Willow Springs is really spreading the floor here. They're trying to get somebody open for the shot. They get it to James Dean in the corner. Feeds it back outside to Colby James. Now on the right side to Lee. Lee to Altermat. Don't let him shoot it. He's got it out near midcourt, and we get a timeout called by the Willow Springs Bears. 2:29 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead it by four, 46-42. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have come from 10 down here in the second half, and now they'll lead the Willow Springs Bears 46-42. We've been tied at 37. We were tied at 42. Thayer on a 4-0 run right now. Willow Springs Bears will inbound the ball, and they'll kick it into the backcourt, I believe. Yeah, got it to Colby James. Colby had been quiet the second half. He had 12 points in the first half. He's only hit one shot here in the second. Bobcats have put a man on him and have not allowed him to get open for a shot. And they get him the ball now on the left side wing. Brings it back out near midcourt. Hollis Deckard moving off the screen. Now James gives it up to Altermat. Altermat holds it high, swings it on the left side for Caden Lee. Right back to Colby James. 2 minutes to go in the game. James thought about taking a deep three, now loses his dribble, got rid of it to Jace Rogers. Rogers, little crossover dribble, bounces it down low, shot is up and count it for James Dean. They kind of lulled the Bobcat defense to sleep, and Dean got loose on the baseline for an easy two. And it's a two-point ball game with a minute 39 to go. Thayer Bobcats with the ball and the lead. Prince gives it up to Pitts. Easton will bring it out front, swinging on the right side for Hollis Deckard. Deckard defended by the freshman, Caden Lee. Give it up to Prince. Prince goes to Riley White on the right side. White looking inside, nobody open, takes the dribble, gives it back to Brandon Prince. Prince now to Easton Pitts, and Easton's going to get fouled by Colby James. Colby just reached out and bear hugged him. That should be intentional. He made no attempt at the ball. He just reached out and bear hugged him, but the official's not going to call it. Instead, it'll be a foul on number one, Colby James, his second of the game. Non-shooting foul, only the second team foul against Willow Springs, so if you're going to get the ball and you're a Bobcat, you're probably going to get fouled here. Down to a minute 14 to go. Bears needing the ball, down by two. Harrington steps the ball in the front court for Thayer. And Coach Matt Pitts gets a timeout as Harrington was about to get called for 5 seconds. A minute eight to go in the game. Thayer leads it by two, 46-44. Did I say barn burner? Yes, I did. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats called it with a minute eight to go in the game. They have a two-point lead, 46-44. If I'm the Thayer Bobcats, I'm not shooting the ball unless I'm going to make Willow Springs foul me with a two-point lead. Bobcats inbound the ball in the backcourt. Easton Pitts has got it, and he gets fouled by Colby James. And that'll be number three on James. So who will be the designated fouler after that? That is team foul number three. The Bears have got one more before the Bobcats go to the line. And they'll inbound it in the backcourt. Hollis Deckard will be the trigger man. Got it into Pitts in the backcourt. We're down to 1 minute to play. Thayer Bobcats with the ball in the two-point lead. Easton Pitts wings it over to Riley White. White picks up the dribble, hands it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard right back to Easton Pitts. Bobcats working a little weave out front and just running time off the clock. And now he's going to get fouled again. That'll be on Colby James. And that's number four on James. And that's team foul number four. So the Willow Spring Bears have got another one to give before the Bobcats will go to the line. 48 seconds to play in the game. Altermat will check in for Willow Springs. James Dean will check out. Altermat, a sharpshooter, hit four threes off the bench for the Bears tonight. They're inbounds the ball in the backcourt. And Pitts is going to get fouled by number two, Caden Lee. And that's number four on him. And Easton Pitts going to the line, trying to add to the Thayer Bobcat two-point lead. Boy, these are big free throws right here. Every time Thayer goes to the line from here on out, it'll be big. If you make free throws, you win the game. And Easton Pitts at the line tonight is 3 for 4, and he misses the front end. He can still make it a three-point game if he hits one. Here's Altermat back in the ballgame for the Willow Bears, number 13. Number 15 had gone in there. That was Brody Thompson. Second free throw is good for Pitts. Easton now 4 for 6 from the line. Bobcats a little bit of backcourt pressure just to make the Bears use some time. Bears into the front court, down by three with a ball. Got over to Jace Rogers in the corner. James moves toward the bucket, throws one up. No good. Rebound Harrington. Thayer Bobcats win the ball, 30 seconds to go, and a foul in the backcourt on Brady James. He'll foul Easton Pitts, and Easton now, if he hits one of the two free throws, it'll be a two-possession game with 31 seconds remaining. It's been a battle tonight, folks. Thayer Bobcats were down 31-21, and now they lead it 47-44. And the free throw is good for Pitts. That will make it a two-possession ball game. And a timeout call by Coach Forrest and the Willow Springs Bears. 31 seconds to play in the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Now back into Thayer High School. Well, good ball game tonight. Back and forth, back and forth. The Thayer Bobcats have come from 10 points down to take a 4-point lead, 48-44. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry downtown, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farm for all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, and the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Easton Pitts at the free throw line to shoot his second free throw, trying to give the Thayer Bobcats a 5-point lead. Would be their biggest lead of the night. Bobcats have trailed by as many as 10 in this game. Come all the way back with a lead. Easton Pitts, the senior, shooting for his 16th point, and it's good. Makes it a 5-point Bobcat lead with 31 seconds to go. Willow Springs with it. Colby James brings it up out of the backcourt. Easton Pitts is with him every step of the way. Down to 20 seconds to go. James looking for a shot, couldn't find one. Feeds it over to Rogers. In the corner to the other James. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Riley White. Gets it out to Hollis Deckard, and Deckard's going to get fouled immediately. And Bobcats had Devin Harrington all alone on the other end. He could have ended this game with an exclamation point. Instead, it'll be Hollis Deckard at the free throw line. Hollis has not scored in the game tonight. Has not been able to get open for the three. Coach Pitts called Easton over, told him something. Probably don't even try and rebound a miss. 13 seconds left with a 5-point lead. Don't want to foul anybody. And Hollis Deckard at the line. Good free throw shooter. First one up and good. First point of the game for Hollis. And the Bobcats lead it by 6. Got a feeling the final score is not going to show just how close this game was. Second free throw on the way for the Bobcat junior guard. No good. Rebound by Willow Springs. So Bears down 6. 9 seconds to play. And Pitts is going to get called for a foul in the backcourt. And that's okay, because Willow Springs will inbound it, and it will not put the Bears at the free throw line. That's only the second team foul on Thayer in the fourth quarter. And Bears will inbound it into the backcourt to Colby James. That's why you do that. Makes them use more time. And there's another foul on Pitts as Colby James was trying to get to the three-point line. That's a good smart move right there by a smart basketball player. Don't let him get set. Just foul him. Now they got inbound and get the offense set back up again. And they're going to have to hurry. They lob it inside. Rogers has got it. Goes up with a shot. He missed it. Rebound James back up. He missed it. Rebound Devin Harrington, and the Thayer Bobcats win it here tonight at the Thayer High School. Big crowd on their feet applauding this Thayer Bobcat effort. Bobcats win it 50-44 over the Willow Springs Bears. The Bobcats improve to 2-1 in SCA play, and they stay in the hunt for that SCA championship. For the Willow Springs Bears, they drop to 2-1. 14-7 on the year. Thayer Bobcats, with their 16th win of the year, they're now 16-4. All right, we'll be back with your post-game report here in just a moment. We'll try to get a word with Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats, if he's got any voice left. It's been a wild one tonight, folks. Again, 50-44, Thayer Bobcats win it by 6 over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Center. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for